SAFM Sports Special with John Carricker. There's no sport too small.
Let's chat adventure now, and it really is an adventure. Nick Lawson's in studio. It says here, Nick, you're a barefoot marathon runner.
Yes.
All right, correct. So that's already an adventure.
Yeah.
You know that they've invented a thing called sandals and shoes.
Yeah, I've tried them, but I didn't like them.
So you run barefoot?
Yeah. So I literally only started running about 10 months ago, 11 mm-hmm. months ago. And I was wearing shoes, mm-hmm. and I injured my knee wearing shoes, and I stopped wearing shoes whilst recovering, and for some reason I just stopped wearing them completely.
So it's not one of these barefoot shoes that people wear?
No, completely.
So barefoot on the soles of your feet.
Yeah.
You go for a run. How many marathons have you run?
So right now I've run four.
Four legitimate marathons, or was that part of
just
this?
In the last 3 weeks.
In this thing that we're going to talk about. Okay, it is the Run for Love 2018.
Exactly, yeah.
Give us details. What are you doing?
All right, so I'm moving and making my way from South Africa, so from Cape Agulhas, it's very south, mm-hmm. all the way up to Tunisia, to a place called Ras Ben Sucker, which is the northernmost point of Africa. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to, like, weave my way through virtually every country on the east. I've already missed Swaziland because my passport got stuck in East London, as we chatted about before. But I'm just going through each country because I want to show people the beautiful side of Africa, because people in the West just think it's full of machine guns and famine.
and Donald Trump thinks it's other things.
Exactly. I'm trying to get people from all over the world to come and join me and run, walk, or cycle, however much they're capable of each day, and just raise money for different charities and try and help as many different people as possible.
Well, get into why you're doing it as well. I want to know how you're going to do it, first of all.
Yeah.
So you started Cape Agulhas. I've got here that you were planning on running a marathon a day.
Yeah, that was the initial plan, and then day two, my ankle blew out.
Day two?
Yeah, day two.
Okay.
Which was great, and then so I've virtually just been running what I'm capable of at the moment, and then, like I just told you 3 days ago, I got tick bite fever, literally sweating right now.
Oh, no. It's not contagious, is it?
No, it's all right. You'll be fine. So I'm building up to running a marathon a day.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's more the message that's important, and getting people to come run with me and just be part of it, you know?
But you don't stop at the marathon. You carry on. So you're going to do, what, 100 kilometers a day?
No, 42.
So you're going to run and then stop?
And then move, like, drive a bit further. So Kat, who's here with me at the moment, she's gonna be in a support car for the next few weeks, or however long she feels before she gets sick of me.
Yeah.
And then so the last like 10 days I've just been running, hitchhiking, and just trying to make up the distance. Otherwise, it'll take me 4 or 5 years, you know,
to do that route. The route is amazing. I'm just having a look. Is this the route that you planned?
Yeah.
This is the route that you planned initially that's on your website.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
So Which is open to change. It's already changed. You know?
Well, okay. So let's talk about it. So you were going to go to Cape Agulhas, east coast of South Africa, Durban, then through Swaziland to Maputo. That was the goal. But obviously that's changed now.
Yeah, yeah.
But then let's carry on. So you're going to go to Gaborone, north through Botswana, Zimbabwe, Zambia, sort of hit a right there, then hit Mozambique again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to run along the Zambezi in Zambia. Yeah.
Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda.
I go across to the north of Tanzania again, and then into Rwanda.
From the north?
Yeah, back into Burundi, and then up through DRC, into Uganda, up into South Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia.
A little bit south again.
Yeah.
Through Somalia, Eritrea, Sudan, Chad, and then up into Egypt, and then finishing
Libya.
Libya, Tunisia.
Yeah.
How are you getting through all these countries? Aren't some of them at war?
Some of them are, yeah. So it's all being organized on the fly. So for most countries, you can't organize a visa until before 3 months.
Right.
So 3 months is the maximum time you can get a visa. So I've got different government contacts and people that are helping me out. So closer to the time, I'm going to organize all that. And I've got different security contacts if I need them. Mm. Ideally, I don't want to use them because, you know, some of these countries are at war, but it's 5% of the population that are fighting each other. You know? There's still 95% of people that are
living their lives. Trying to live,
and those are the people that I'm going to link up with.
Again, that brings us nicely into what you're doing. All right,
so
it says you're doing it solo, but you're never alone. That's the plan. Give us detail. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, just, you know, I want to show people that there is goodness in this world and that the majority of people are doing good things and want to live like a peaceful, loving life. So virtually, I've been, for the last 10 days, I've been running and hitchhiking alone, in inverted commas, but you meet people the whole way. Like the other day I was running from East London along the N2 and I met a Zulu guy who was walking from East London to Durban. So I walked with this guy for like 4 hours. We stopped, had some lunch together. A woman gave us a huge thing of free lunch. Mm-hmm. And I'm showing people all of this stuff and just trusting in humans, but actually, you know, putting it into action and just letting it all happen. And so people, the whole way, like nothing's been too planned. Like the map's there, but it's just a guideline.
Right.
And so people have just the whole way along have just been helping me. And I'm getting people messaging me from all over Africa going, hey, you can come stay here.
Okay.
Just from engaging on social media.
So people have looked at the routes and they go, all right, I'm staying in Kenya. You're welcome to come and spend
the
night.
Yeah, yeah. I got an email yesterday from a guy in Ethiopia saying, or a woman actually saying, right, you've got a place to stay in Addis. And
okay. I'm going to be negative for a little bit, which I'm not normally, but
yeah.
Well, except for the band in Port Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've heard stories like this. People have cycled, and there have been horrendous stories
of
people being attacked on the road and people having their bikes stolen, whatever, motorbikes, cars. Why aren't you scared?
No.
You're not worried. You're doing this by yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I believe in just trusting in it, you know, and letting it happen. And also, I think if you approach these things from a place of fear, you attract that. And so if you're putting that out there, it comes back to you. So it's the law of attraction, right? And we all believe in it when it's working for us, but it works in the negative as well.
Right.
And if something happens, it happens. Like right now I've got tick bite fever and that's just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I'm not going to be running a marathon a day whilst I've got swollen lymph nodes, but but it's just a part of it. So you just got to trust in that. And yeah, and just, you know, letting people help in the places where it's a lot more dangerous and serious. I'm getting contacts for people to join me in those places. Like when I run through South Sudan, I want, you know, a crew of at least 5 South Sudanese guys to run with me.
Ideally you want people from both sides almost to get involved.
Yeah.
So your point is we're all human beings. Let's all just get along.
For sure.
And, you know,
and let's simplify it. Let's stop dividing and stereotyping and naming and blah, 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 religion, color, gender, all of it.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. We're humans. We should love each other, love ourselves.
What's your background, Nick Lawson?
I'm from Australia.
Okay, I get that. Well, why running? How did this all? What was the germ of this?
To be honest, mate, it just happened. Like my journey has been, I've been bouncing around the world for 8 years trying to, excuse the colloquial language, figure my shit out. and all of that has been, you know, learning to love myself and understand the relationship I have with myself,
right,
and this just happened to it. Like as I'd stop, you know, stop partying and blah blah blah, and carrying on and trying to be something else, running just came into it. And then I was literally running like 6-7 months ago, and this just came to me in 1 second, and I started crying, and I was like, whoa, and I just did it. I dropped out of uni, dropped out of school, you know, dropped out of my work, and
what were you studying?
I was studying nursing.
Okay, so yeah. you've got that caring background.
Yeah, yeah, I've always wanted to do something good. And, you know, I first came to Africa 6 years ago, and I did some volunteering in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it rocked my world, mate. It changed everything.
You're involved with a school in Kenya.
Yeah, so I've co-founded a school with 2 Californian girls for disabled kids in Kibera, big settlement there in Nairobi.
What do you say to somebody who thinks this is just a lovely holiday that you're
some people do it.
You're getting a paid for holiday to go and travel through Africa?
Yeah. Well, it is actually. I consider myself super lucky to be doing this. You know, this is as messed up as it is. This is the most normal I've ever felt, and the most me I've ever felt, which is super weird. But and I feel sorry for my mum. But yeah, I don't know. It is. It's just, I'm trying to kind of inspire people. Like, I don't want anyone to do this because it's nuts. You know, doing right. it with shoes is ballistic, yes. let alone yeah. barefoot. But
we've got to keep reminding myself that you're doing this barefoot.
Completely yeah. barefoot, yeah. And I do actually, funnily enough, I've got a shoe sponsor, but it's for if I, yeah, Vivo Barefoot, they sponsored me for if I need shoes, you know.
Okay.
Like right. really thorny places.
We're talking about thorny, but you're going through, by the time you get there, you're going to be in the middle of summer in yeah. Sudan, Egypt, Libya.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be very hot,
yeah.
And I can't imagine what it's like in the feet.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, hey, like, because you just get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I haven't experienced that kind of heat yet, but by the time I'm there, it's just adapting to it. And the good thing about barefoot running is it shows you the relationship you have with your brain. Running does that, and anything does that, but instead of listening to your brain going, oh, that hurts, oh, blah, blah, it's hot. You just kind of tap into it and just keep going.
Make you run faster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In those parts. Running along the highway is always tough, eh, at the moment.
Yeah, because the roads are designed for cars,
yeah,
not for human
not
feet.
Not bare, soft feet.
Yeah.
So it just makes you go slow.
Yeah, I was going to say, but there are millions of people around Africa, especially, that don't wear shoes.
Exactly,
shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to run from place to place to get anywhere, right?
Yeah, and I ran with some Zulu runners in this place called Inyanda the other day, and these are like some of the best runners in South Africa, and most of them were running with shoes. Not by choice, though. They wanted shoes, but they just didn't have the funds to get them. And, and I was looking at these kids running, and they're like, they're killing it, you know? No pain whatsoever, and here's me, like, slugging along behind them, but... Yeah.
You've been doing it for 3 weeks now, so it's still early days. Mm. So far, what's been the highlights? Let's take out the tick bad fever. So what's been the highlight?
The highlight, running with those kids the other day was amazing. Right. It's all been a highlight, hey? Like, because it's all, every step I take is a new step. And because it's not rigidly planned, I'm just learning along the whole way, you know? But when I got to Jeffreys Bay the other day, I've got a team member back home, this beautiful German girl named Marie, and she had organized some stuff with some charities in Jeffreys Bay, and I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I got there, and there was, like, all these people waiting to run with me, and we ran into Jeffreys Bay, and then there were some kids outside, like, singing, and all, like, everyone was mixing together, yeah, it was beautiful, man. And
what are you most looking forward to then?
Probably like sleeping at the end of every night. It's pretty good.
Where are you sleeping? Wherever somebody volunteers. So let's say you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nighttime comes, what do you do?
Well, whilst Kat's with me, we can sleep in the car or camp. The other night I was going to sleep in a truck stop and just under a tree or whatever's there, yeah.
So you go talk to a petrol attendant. Can I sleep in your little house? Are you
wearing? That's what I said. I was asking this guy the other night, is there any trucks coming towards here? Right. And he's like, no, there's none leaving for, you know, till 1 a.m. And I was like, can I just sleep there? He's like, yeah, sure. You know, and everyone's telling me, oh, you're going to get raped and murdered in there. But they're all looking after me, you know.
I was going to say, it's a leap of faith to do that. Yeah. To say, I'm going to trust human nature to do that. And I think what you're trying to do as well, I guess, is raise that awareness that generally deep down people are good people.
For sure, yeah.
Majority of people are good
people. If you give them the opportunity to be, you know. And even, I believe everyone's a good person, but people just get led down different paths. You know, they're led to believe... not the wrong thing, but they're led to believe different to what we believe in.
And if one person comes to you and asks for help, you'll generally help them.
Yeah, for sure.
But if 1,000 people suddenly come to you for help, then you'll get a little bit, you know, antsy. And
yeah, yeah. And if someone comes to me and tries to rob me, then I'll just do whatever.
You don't have anything to steal.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. They're going to feel sorry for me once the beard grows out.
Besides being on SAFM, how are you letting people know what you do?
So I've got a Facebook and Instagram. I'm putting it up every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. And so there's people... You know, people are following me in India and in Venezuela and all over the world, and they're saying, like, I had a woman in Venezuela, which, like, brought me to tears. She said, like, thank you so much for showing us that love still exists in this world and that there are people doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a girl message me today saying, you're inspiring me to find what I can do for this world. And that's really one of the main things I'm trying to do, is inspire people to get up and make a difference, because this planet's pretty – it's in a pretty – dire state at the moment, like human-wise, empathetically-wise, but also environmentally and, you know, physically. So I kind of want people to just stand up and collectively, like, together, let's help each other more.
Okay, so you're hoping people come along and join you.
Yeah, for sure.
Kat's doing it. She's in the other room. In fact, I want Kat in the studio. I want to find a little bit more why Kat is doing this. So you want, obviously, you need help and support and all those kind
for
of
sure,
things.
For sure, yeah, as much
great.
As possible.
But you want people just to come and join you and be told the story.
Mm. And if they come for, like, you know, more than a couple of days, I want them to get behind a charity and raise some money for a cause that they believe in. It doesn't have to be what I'm raising money for, but it's just something that they're passionate about. And I've got, at the moment, I've got at least 20, 30 people from different countries that are going to join me in different places along the way and raise money for different things. And, like, there's a mate of mine I met in Peru, like, 3 years ago. He's a 55-year-old Canadian guy, and he's going to come and run half a marathon a day for 2 weeks. And he's not a runner. He's just started training recently.
Do you run with
him? Yeah, yeah. And he's like sending me videos. He's like, I'm getting it. It's amazing, mate. And he's doing well. He's like, he's getting there. And he's going to raise money for this company called WaterAid. which is getting water to Eastern Africa, which is that's what he wants to focus on.
Guest is Nick Lawson. He's running east of Africa from south to north on barefoot. And Kat was your savior, right?
Kat is like she's like my knight in shining armor.
Knight in shining armor.
This is the second time she's rescued me.
Maybe sending a message.
Yeah,
you got tick fire fever.
Yeah.
While you were running through where?
Through so I ran from Mazeppa Bay to Coffee Bay with a guy named Liam. Beautiful, mate. Wow. well and truly worth the tick bites.
I want to ask you a question later on. Just while I'm talking to Kat, being one with nature, because that's kind of what you are.
Yeah.
It's just, you're not on a bike or a bicycle. It's just you. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Kat, tell us your story.
Yeah.
How did you even find out about this, first of all?
So a really good friend of mine that Nick met traveling put us in touch. So when he came to Cape Town, he came and crashed on my couch and came like a whirlwind through my life. And yeah, now I find myself on this crazy journey.
Did he phone you when he got this tick bite fever thing? How did that situation?
No, she was already coming to meet me here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the tick bite fever just happened.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yeah.
So you've chaperoned him now, fast forward to Johannesburg, right?
No, I helped him get to Jeffreys Bay, and then I had to go finish up a project that I was working on, and then finished work on Monday, and drove up from Cape Town in one day.
Yeah. Done that before. How long does it take you? 14 hours?
18 hours.
Driving slow motion. Yeah. So what are you going to do now with Nick for a short period of time?
So I'm just going to go help support and make sure that he gets as far as he can after Botswana.
Is that Botswana's the limit?
I'm actually going to have two girlfriends come and meet me after that, and then we're going to go make a documentary about women throughout Africa.
I've got a good guide for you. He's barefoot. He can help you along and point you in the right direction.
He's definitely triggered and inspired a lot of it. So, yeah, it's been a blessing in my life too.
Let's talk about that being one with nature, Nick.
Yeah.
It's being barefoot, I think, you're touching the earth.
Yeah.
And we always hear about, you know, the African soil is something special. So what's it like for you?
Yeah, it is. It's very special because you feel everything, hey? Like people keep saying, oh, your feet must be like bulletproof by now and you can't feel anything. But you feel everything, every single rock, every single little, you know, piece of dirt you step on. And it is, you know, especially like when I'm running along the highway, if I see a little patch of dirt on the side or a bit of grass, I go for it. I'm like, oh. And it is, it just connects you to it. And there's, you know, there's even a lot of science that's coming out now about the benefits of being barefoot in nature. And it's something, you know, this trip for me is kind of combining all these things I've always wanted in my life, which is being more connected to nature, which I haven't been, you know, growing up in a city. And I've done a lot of traveling, but I was never that connected to it. And so I'm learning all of this stuff along the way about, you know, love, nature, helping people, and just all different cultures along the way, and it's incredible, man.
Nick, sorry, Kat, you mentioned this whirlwind. How have you changed in the 3 weeks since you met him?
How have I changed? I think I've been inspired to take action. Yeah, really, really inspired, because he just does what he believes and goes for it with kind of without fear.
How old are you, Nick?
27.
And how old are you?
29.
Yeah, you see, I would love to be in my 20s again.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when I was in my 20s, my parents would tell me, get a job, settle down, got to get yourself the girlfriend to get married very soon. I mean, I was married at 20-something.
Yeah.
I was very young.
My parents tried, but I kind of
Is that not something that worries you? This is an 11, so it's a year out of your life, which, let's face it, may or may not go well.
Yeah, for sure.
The hope that it goes well.
Yeah.
Then what?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Right.
You know, I've got a few options. I could go put my feet in the snow in Antarctica for a little bit and cool down, or, you know, I'm considering I would love the whole concept of the Run for Love to spread worldwide, whether I do it or not.
There's many continents.
Yeah, exactly, and I'd love for other people to just get the message of loving each other and global unity physically, but with, you know, backed up by action to spread through the world. But, you know, I would like to run through the Middle East afterwards, or I have no idea, mate, to be honest.
Whatever comes,
yeah, I'm just letting it happen.
All right, I'm going to go to your Instagram page and have a look now. Okay, so you're on all the social medias, Run for Love. What is the best way to search for it?
So just Run for Love 2018, if you type that in on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. My Twitter's not that good, but I've kind of been organizing it all on my own whilst trying to run.
While you're walking.
Yeah, yeah, and trying to find a place to sleep.
You're that guy walking on the side of the road with a cell phone.
Yeah, literally.
How are you charging your cell phone? Just talk priorities.
Yeah. I've got a battery, one of those insane battery packs.
Yeah.
And just when I stop off at places, I just plug it in.
Charger,
yeah, yeah. The other day, car. I like stopped at I was waiting for someone to pick me up, and I put it in a. I had the cable, but not the charger, and I just put it in at a phone store.
Right.
And the guy charged me $20,000. But
yeah. So, cool. Yeah. Is that you there, Kat? I think that's you. I think that's you in an old landy. Okay. Kat, where are you tomorrow, Nick Lawson? Or when is the next time somebody can join you on this route?
Tomorrow or Monday, we're gonna head up to Pretoria, and then spend the day there. I'd like to do some running there, but it's just depending on this leg.
Right.
And then heading west to Gaborone. And so we're going to try and get there in a couple of days.
So if we keep an eye on all these things, all your social media,
yeah.
A, we can donate to your charities,
yeah.
which helps, but B, you can find out where you are.
And yeah, yeah. And mostly at the moment, I'm mostly doing it on Instagram and Facebook. So I've got a website and stuff, but you know, I had a grand plan of a big support team and yeah. whole crew and media team, but I couldn't get funding for it. So I've just been kind of doing what I'm capable of. And I had a laptop, but you can't run with this stuff, you know. I spent 3 days running with this huge backpack on my back, and one day it took me 3 hours to run 10 kilometers.
Sure.
It was horrible.
Sounds like my kind of running.
Yeah, yeah, it was not nice.
Okay, spreading love, raising charity, raising awareness. Those are the three big things. You're doing it barefoot. Nick, it's been great having you. Kat, thanks very much.
Yeah,
thanks for supporting him during Tick Bite.
Yeah,
of course.
Thank you. She saved me already.
It's one of those things that everybody dreams of doing, and yeah, hopefully you will. You said you're doing a documentary, right? So hopefully you're doing some camera work on this man and making something.
We will do.
Because that kind of stuff wins awards.
Yeah.
Just think about it. It's all about the awards. It's Nick, it's been great having you. We're going to take some pictures of your feet now with me and all your disease. we got to go to the crickets. South Africa against Australia. You're supporting Australia, Nick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to, though.
Not strongly, but yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. You're in Africa now. You got to.
They're
going to
win
the
anyway, though.
Let's get details. Aslam, good afternoon to you. First of all, priorities. Aslam, is the band back?